This is a parole waiver revocation hearing for Jimmy Prime, ADC number. I'm sorry, ADC number is 971. No, no, I'm sorry, 071902. Mr. Klein is before this board for parole to his next consecutive sentence or to a detainer. He has no release plan, no comments on his disciplinary record. He has taken a few classes. It looks like he's taken a few classes. The last class that he has taken looks like it was in 2010. Now I want to make a correction. I said this is parole absolute discharge or parole to his next consecutive sentence. Mr. Klein is 69 years old. He's been before this board 8 times. 7 times he was denied, and 1 time he was ineligible to have the opportunity to come before the board. According to the court documents, he pled guilty, he waived his trial, and he was convicted of the crimes that he's now in custody for. There were some other charges that was dismissed as a result of his plea agreement and as a result of not getting the death penalty for his crime. According to the pre-sentence report, this is an incident that occurred shortly after about 11 o'clock a.m. on November 25th, 1987. The police officers responded to the Royal Lake Trading Post in reference to an assault. That time they arrested the defendant who had came into the store, said that he was going to shoot someone, and then he shot one of the clerks who was sitting behind the desk with a shotgun. And after he was arrested, he then told the officer that he had killed his girlfriend the previous day, and what had happened on the previous day. He went on the road, he came home, his girlfriend confronted him about dating someone else. He got upset with her. Then he went and got his scarf and tied it around her neck. He choked her around the neck until she became unconscious. He was getting ready to leave the house, and she was still moving, so he then stepped on her throat. After that, he left, and she subsequently died as a result of that. I do want to make note that we do have a letter from the Coconino County Attorney's Office objecting to any parole for the victim, for Mr. Klein. I do want to say that he does have a criminal history. He did have a previous aggravated assault and a DUI that he previously had. Based on the information that's contained in the information that we have, I do not see Mr. Klein being eligible for a good candidate to be paroled to his next consecutive sentence. However, I am willing to listen to the rest of the colleagues. And no comments coming from the colleagues, I am then going to make a motion to deny Mr. Klein parole for his next consecutive sentence on an absolute discharge. That will be my motion.
Second.
Agreed.
A motion by myself, second by Ms. Rittenhouse. Agreed, Mr. Quinones, Mr. Neal. I'm going to ask for a one-year shutout on the discharge. That's actual one-year setup. Stated reason for denial is that it was a serious and violent offense. It was a loss of human lives, a serious and beating offense as he killed the victim. It was trauma to the victim. Serious bodily injury as he did shoot one victim who did not pass, a remarkable victim. I'm going to mark that. Marcus Park from my history. Poor no release plan. No family or community support. Is there anything else the board think we may need to add to that? That's going to conclude the hearing for Mr. Klein at this time.